Yeah. Welcome to J.Ill, a production of iHeartRadio.
What's up? This is Jill Scott. This is J.Ill with my homegirls, Laia Sinclair and Asia Danzler.
You are pulling together Jill and Asia at the same time.
Asia.
Plus, you got mad names, Asia. You got mad names.
Listen, I know it. It's been very busy, right? So we just trying to get focused.
Pull it all in together. It's one of those days, I promise.
You allowed?
Yeah, ain't that some shit? Mm. You allowed to have an off day. Mm-hmm. It's one of those for me. I don't know. Oof.
It might be canceled everything nap day. I'm coming. I think it could be that day. It's that day if you decide it's that day.
It is.
I have much to do on this day.
I understand.
All right, but then wake your ass up too. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drink the water and stuff. Me get some more water and me and all that.
If you want to act like that's water, do that. Go ahead, act like that's water, girl. Go ahead.
Delicious and nutritious.
And that nutritious is water. Mm.
You know, you got to be careful because folks will be like, oh, she's an alcoholic. Uh-uh.
No, sir.
She do know how to write a song about a cocktail, though. I'll tell you that.
I wrote a song about a cocktail. Oh, I forget. You talk about Crown Royal.
Yes.
That's not a cocktail.
That's not a cocktail.
It's a spirit?
It's a spirit.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. A liqueur.
It's just a particular way to enjoy a spirit. On ice, understand? Ooh, cocktail right. Is a mixture of things, correct?
Correct.
With a little juice, little soda, little this or that.
Right.
Multiple things.
See, I thought I was being deep. I had never actually had Crown Royal.
I'm going to fight you today. Today.
I'm going to
not tomorrow.
Fight you, bare knuckle fight you.
I had never actually had
breaking
the drink before.
Exclusive.
I had not. I was talking about putting the gentleman on ice.
Oh, this is like Mary Jane. Like this is like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
I wasn't thinking Girl. About the beverage at all. But you know, shout out to Crown Royal for sending me on tour one time.
Right.
So appreciate that. You know.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of them purple bags.
Mm. Yep, I do. I got bobby pins in one. I got like instant cone. I got all kind of stuff in those purple
bags.
Wait
a minute, hold up. Circle back instant cone.
Yeah, you know the little cones that you burn.
That's some black shit right there. I got one with some bobby pins and instant cones. Y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, right. So today,
like I got one of high my feminine products in.
Do you?
That would be kind of cool though. You could use that bag for that, not for nothing. What? Travel? That's a hack. That's a travel hack.
It's a travel hack.
Or jewelry. Not that I have a plethora of Crown Royal bags, I'm just saying.
By the way, this episode of J.Ill will be sponsored
today. We're going to be talking about mistresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Damn, that's, do we got to like admit some shit?
Ew.
Yeah. I mean, you never have to admit much on this thing here. But if you want to, I like to speak from experience.
True that.
So I have been the woman. And I have been the mistress. I've been both of these things. And not proud of the mistress portion of the show.
I know.
And not happy about being the woman either that gets cheated on, you know? Neither did me.
Let me ask a question. Was the person Did you have it back to back? Because you know, like the whole thing where people say is, if you get with somebody in through that portal, they're gonna turn around and do the same thing to you. That's always the, you know, the talk. I personally have seen it work after a person was with their mistress and they married to them a long, long time.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but I've also seen that when the guy leaves his wife, that he ends up cheating on the mistress too.
Right, you know, right.
He's just a cheater.
That's he's just all. A goddamn cheater.
He's just a cheater. It's just the way that it is.
Because after a while, a mistress isn't a mistress. You keep her for too long and she just becomes your woman. And then, yeah, it's not the same.
Right.
But
right,
see, that's the thing. I thought that a mistress is a long-term mate that you have whilst married. Nah. I thought an affair is just, okay, you had a little situation, had some sex, and boom, you did wrong. It's over. So it's no difference.
No, I looked that up. I looked the mistress part up. And she's right. It says that a woman having a person having an extramarital sexual relationship, especially with a married person. So maybe, I think a mistress is more official when it's someone that is married. An affair can be on a relationship.
Yeah.
Married or not.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So why we only have a title for women who have relationships with married people? What's the male mistress? What's a male mistress?
Somebody knock on the door. Somebody just ring the doorbell.
That's why they ain't got no name.
What is a male cheater called? A mister.
What? Mm. A gigolo.
No, but a gigolo, no. They get money. So they more, but they get paid. You know what I mean? See, that's, Asia, you just.
She did. She just opened the door.
Because we good to vilify a woman in a situation. Mm-hmm. Not saying that there are some people who don't care. And I know that there are some people who prefer married men. But of the group, I venture to say that's a small number. That's just me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't go into my mistresshood willingly.
You got lied to, right? Here?
No. I ain't gonna say I got lied to. I'm just gonna say I went in there unwillingly. You know, things transpired. The relationship changed course. And I didn't really want it to change course, but the physicality of it wanted it to change course, even though, man, I would fight that joint every time. Like, this ain't right. What we doing?
First of all, that's not unwillingly. You still decide. You decided you was gonna do it. Just because you felt bad about the shit.
Let me just say this. The excuses are null and void.
You're right. No, I don't have no excuse. I mean, that's why I know I was alone for a long time after that.
Nor do I. I don't have any excuses. The reality is I was very, very lonely. And yes. I went looking for something. And I found what I was looking for. And to my shame, I'm not proud of that in any way, shape, or form. Luckily, though, I woke up one morning and realized exactly what it was that I was doing. I was all in these people's business, all in their lives, and shouldn't have been. And I did the best I could to maneuver him back in the direction of the woman that actually loves his ass, loves all of it.
Well, who was you was in a business.
Take your time, Asia.
Who offered the business? See, that's the thing. And what was the business that was told? Because what I have heard and what I have witnessed is that mugs are able to concoct a narrative. You feel me?
Yes. Yeah, they sound
true. A narrative in which they're able to manipulate the loneliness of one woman and the perceived shortcomings of another woman. So they get in there and they say, listen, I ain't getting no sex at home.
They do.
She don't cook. She don't clean. She don't even like me.
She don't just, even talk to me.
She don't even talk
I'm
to me,
I'm trying to tell you, marriage ain't what you think it is.
And so what happens is the girl that's lonely and upset is like, all right, boom, I'm all those things. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for this man. He mm-hmm. a good man, Savannah.
Yep.
I wasn't that naive, but I hear, yeah, it is a, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying at the core of it. Not
yeah,
because
he's still cheating. You still are conscious that he just cheating with you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not trying to paint it as this massive, naive situation. Mm-hmm. We all grown-ups here. You make choices. But I still think there's a lot of manipulation there, particularly from the men involved when that is the case, that... that they draw up this story, and the story fits the narrative.
Yes, I just don't think that there's any excuses for it. I think that even the quote unquote best of women, if I may, you know, can get to a point where they're so lonely that they're willing to accept a piece of a man mm-hmm. instead of having a whole one, and willing to accept your man, you know, and that's a big problem, because you cannot win. This is what I learned. You cannot win by causing someone else harm. It just does not work. Life does not work that way. You know, whatever the warmongers might think and the white supremacists or hateful people may think, you do not win by doing other people harm. It just doesn't work, period. So, yeah, like I said, excuses, but to rum. At the same time, I got in the middle of some things and just should not have been there. And I had to pay for it. And I hope that payment is done and complete. It was many right. years ago now. It was many years ago. They are together and happily married. They call me occasionally to see how I'm doing. I said they. I did. Mm. To see how I'm doing. And we chit-chat for a minute. And I oddly enough, you know, I ask questions like, y'all still kissing in the mouth?
Oh,
like,
shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God.
First of all, God bless her. The fuck I would not.
That's what I said.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, we call it who?
Yeah.
They probably feel like you made them stronger, though.
I think they do. I think they feel that way. And they are, she is an exceptional woman. I think she's an exceptional. I said, look, here, there is no way in the world I'm ever going to be home at 6 o'clock with dinner on the table. I'm never going to be her, ever. So I know that that's what you're used to. I know that I'm, you know, fanciful right now and exciting to you right now. We don't have bills to pay together. We don't have children to raise together. We don't have a car. We don't have a business. We have nothing together but these times. And it's not healthy. And I don't like living lies. And I can't imagine that you would either. So, you know, this has to stop. And it did. And it did. And luckily, like I said, they were able to hold their marriage together and enjoy each other. And I call them on their anniversary.
Jesus, rice. Peas and rice.
Listen.
Jill, stop calling them on their anniversary. Don't call them on their anniversary.
I do.
Don't call them no more
when you think
on
you
their
gonna,
anniversary.
When you think you're going to... Because for real, Jill, do you think that if you was not... And not even you from a famous sense, but a combination of that and who you are and who seems to be in a way, do you think that... Because the random chick, do you think she'd had this experience? Like, if you weren't...
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but I've had so many experiences that other people would not have. And that's right. just my whole life. So many experiences that I just think I'm a unicorn, like in a lot of ways, you know. But like,
as long as they don't invite you into no threesome.
No, those invitations are not accepted. They never did. They never did.
Okay, good.
You know, but I'm happy to know that they're.
Asia is flipped out. Look at her. She don't know.
Oh no, I'm not flipped. Listen. I'm not flipped out. I feel that a woman should make whatever choices she wants. I'm saying that right over here at 8:20, that I would not do that. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like, hey, you know, you got whatever floats your boat. I will say this though. And I actually don't mean this specifically about what Jill said, but I just hear this a lot, that when women take men back from these situations, it's like there's this thing that I see people do, particularly men though, where they say, oh, she's such a great woman or she's such an awesome woman. And I think some women get caught up in that shit where they think that as a woman, that being a good woman means being able to, you know,
handle these things,
to survive. Yeah, well, to survive all of this pain.
Sure.
And that men hand out these crowns. Oh, my wife is amazing. Well, because you tried to kill her?
Mm.
With your infidelity and your dishonesty?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's a good woman. And I think what that does is it sets up a situation for a lot of other women to where they be thinking, oh, in order to be a good woman,
I gotta take it back.
Yeah, but fuck that. And it's that's one thing I really will give to millennials and really to Gen Zers. They ain't messing with struggle love. They leave the struggle love to us. They like, y'all got that.
That's going to be interesting with the whole concept of that some believe that, you know, some people just inherently can't be monogamous. Monogamous.
I can't even say the word. Does that mean something?
I can't even say.
I mean, no, but
she
I can say.
What do you call
monogamous.
Monogamous.
They can't just be me. Yeah, that just don't feel. Is that right, Jill? Is that?
You're so crazy. Is that right? Is that right?
What?
Well, what y'all feel about the it's called polyamorous.
I just found out my cousin is in a polyamorous relationship this week and it tripped me out because I was like, you're broke. I don't understand. He's the man and it's two women, why women? You're broke.
I never understood why a woman can't have two men. I mean, I understand it because men can't.
No, I'm telling you, I just read an article about a woman like that.
Who is she? I love her.
She has her own Instagram page. Listen, shit, let me find it.
Go right ahead.
Y'all pause. Hold on.
I go right ahead. I love that. I think if you are, if you're capable, then I don't understand why you can't. Like, I just don't get that.
No, I'm not. I guess I'm not opposed to it. I did watch Big Love and enjoy it. But that's the thing. It's like if all things are fair and equal, it's just, you know, that's hard. That's a hard goal. Would be fair and equal. With
fair and equal. I don't know if you necessarily.
And balance.
It all depends on what the other person requires.
Wow.
Maybe your other mate only needs to see you because they're self-sufficient and busy.
So the name of her page is progressive _ Love _ Academy. And she is married to two men. She also has a boyfriend.
Oh.
She has two children, one from each of her husbands. And they are both older, like as in college students.
I'm sorry, progressive. What was the other part?
Progressive _ Love _ Academy.
Got her. Okay, sorry. Continue, I'm sorry.
I think she's a hero.
25,000 people?
I think she's a hero.
This is interesting because...
And I think her boyfriend counts as a male mistress. So we need to ask her.
What is he called?
Is he called?
I feel like cheering. I think that's so fair. If you're a woman that could love and care for two men, I think it's fantastic.
Your eyes just lit up, child.
They did. You know, it seems like such this odd thing, but powerful women may want more than one mate. Powerful men do. They want more fun.
She teaches this stuff? Okay, we have to talk to her, y'all. She's like, I see her comment in somebody. These are skills and tools we train at the PLA Academy. Are you there yet? What?
Oh, I'm so following her. I'm curious and interested. Not that I want it, because I don't. I prefer to have one man that I
spend money. That sound like work.
I literally have only the patience for a single.
Yes.
You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just the way that I am made.
Yes.
But like I said, the polyamorous community seems to also have ditched a lot of the gender norms. So when you go into that community, whereas when in like polygamy or traditional polygamy, which isn't necessarily cheating or mistressing, you know, it's like it's very paternal. It's very men only kind of club, da 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 da. But in the polyamorous community, it seems as though that they kind of ditch a lot of those gender norms and a lot of those kind of systems. But, you know, like I said, we do know it exists. That's mm-hmm. the thing.
So do they go with each other? Do the males? Is it just a love fest?
Girl, I really don't know what happens over at the baby room
over here. She probably could tell us. She gonna tell us. We gonna have to reach out.
Okay, I got one. So what happens when the wife gives permission to the mistress? You are welcome to take him, enjoy him, have him, whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Listen, whatever floats your boat. I'm trying to tell y'all about 820. All I can really speak on is what happens at this address and at this particular address. I'm saying if you get in the dick, you also have to get the rest of it. Mm-hmm. You don't get to just get the fun. So unless you're trying to share all...
So, Asia, you open to it then? You open to a polyamorous situation? Did I do go too far?
I'm not open.
Okay.
I'm closed.
Okay.
I'm closed for business. Business is closed then. You hear me? We don't have no hours of operation.
Come on.
For that. What I'm saying is that there's no way I would give permission for it, like, listen, child, you're gonna have to babysit some of these kids or something. Like, you can't just be over there enjoying life.
This is,
you feel me?
I have a friend who her husband was messing with a woman, a mistress, for quite some time and decided that he wanted to end the marriage and move on with the mistress. And what she did was she dropped the children off. And said, you want him, you want this life, you're welcome to have it. I will see them in the summer. It's two of you. The two of you are capable of raising children. I am a single woman now, and I have to build an entire life. So I'll see them in the summer. We'll plan amazing summers while I stack up my money and get my whole self together.
Well, she is my hero.
She's a hero. I second that.
She's a hero. She's a hero. I have a question for y'all. Mm. So, you the wife, do you do the confrontation thing? I always wondered about that. Are you a confrontation person? Who you feeling like, I'm going to go talk to this chick? You going to talk like on some barber style?
Shit, that is so hard to answer when you've been on the flip side. Because now I'm going to sound like a whole hypocrite.
Or do you tell homeboy that, okay, you did what you did. Go clean your mess. Come back when it's done.
Do I know her?
Do you know her?
Do she know I exist? I mean, it's just factors. You know, it's factors. It's like, do I know her? Does she know that I exist?
Let's say you find her, and this is a big thing. You find text messages or emails, and you're able to do a little bit of light detective work, and you find her. You know where she live. You know where she work. He don't even know that you know.
Nah.
But you got all.
That's all him.
I don't know.
That's all him. I feel like it's like now I have the proof to say something to him. Unless she is like a girlfriend of mine, then we got a problem.
Then we got a problem.
Yeah.
Then we have a problem.
I feel like I want to talk to her because I feel like I want to... I feel like I want to know what this nigga been saying about me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to talk. Because even if she not an ally, I just feel like that's only because she don't know the truth. Like, I'm like, I need to sift through this thing and find out what's popping. Because that, I feel like, is going to determine the amount of forgiveness I'm going to put out. Mm. I need to do a quick audit. Cause I need to find out, did he give you a story? You know, is it a lie? Like, what's going on here? How did this happen? Mm-hmm. So I just need to kind of hear that. Not saying that I trust her, but I feel like I trust the person on the other side a little bit more than I do the husband. I just do.
Wow. Cause that's especially now.
I feel like I do, because I'm just like,
That's a whole, you know what, Asia, your answer, that was such a whole, like, I'm a whole wife. I've been married for a while. And like, you have really thought about that in that way. Like, that's ill. It's very mature. But yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would say, I don't know if I like super thought about it, because here's the thing. I don't really care about what my husband does when he's out of my eyesight. What I care about, honestly, at the end of the day, is how I feel. Mm-hmm. If I feel secure, I feel secure. When I don't feel secure, I got to get to the bottom of why. Mm-hmm. That's my issue there. It's like, I don't want a person I got to chase after. I don't want a person I got to look through their phone. If Mm-mm. I have to look through your phone, there's an issue there. We need to address that. The yes. fact that I even feel like I got to look, that's the problem for me.
Yeah, I ain't never been that girl.
What girl?
I'm sorry.
To look through the phone, girl?
I haven't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Have I ever been that girl? No. Every relationship that I've been in, I've always had the code to the phone if I wanted it.
But did you look, like, periodically? Would you just look just to check, you know, make sure shit
works? No, I used the phone if I needed
right,
it.
Right, right.
You know, but I didn't look through anything. I'm not looking. I think that everything in the dark comes to the light anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you don't mind me asking, how did you find out about the affair when you were the person on the side? If you feel like talking about it, if it wasn't finding it in the phone.
Oh, I knew, I was aware. I got the sad story, you know, I was already half crazy, lonely by, you know, with myself. And then, you know, his story was that he was lonely and that, you know, there was no communication and, you know, blah, 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 blah. What married men say. That is the truth. That right there, that is what married men say. They're going to say that. They're going to say they're lonely. They're going to say she doesn't talk. They're going to say they don't have sex. They're going to say these things. So be mindful if you don't want your feelings hurt. You know, be mindful. Because that's the line. Those are the lines. She don't understand me. She doesn't support me. But then, you know, I hate to do this, but then there's that 80-20 rule thing. You know, I know. But it's valid.
Oh, yeah. I've been using it ever since. Yeah. That's the best thing that ever came out of one of the movies. Yes, yes.
It's valid. You know, you might be getting 80% of what you need at home and missing 20, and that 20 sure look good until that's all you're getting. Until that's it. She can't make a sandwich. She don't, you know, there's no deeper conversation than what's on, you know, whatever blog or whatever that is, you know? And then you're just stuck with this beautiful fool. And now what? Now what for you? You know, that's a heavy line to carry. That's a row to toe. You don't want that, do you?
But I still circle back to the fact that if you build a thing on a lie,
and there you have it,
you know, it doesn't have anything to stand on. So really, I'm not even sure if it's the shortcoming of the person you chose more than it's just the fact that, well, it's built on BS. BS.
And a lot of times I notice that we women, I guess I would assume it's men too, you ignore the signs.
if he started off cheating, or when you were his girlfriend and he was cheating, what makes you think that this person isn't accustomed to these kinds of tactics? That it's not, that it's somehow all of a sudden you got married and it's beneath him. That's the same homie. And he's going to do the same kind of dirt that he was doing when you guys were dating.
Because I always wonder, how many times do you forgive? Like recently, I won't say who it is, but a person who is in the religious community got caught out there for a third time cheating on his wife after he went on a whole full campaign about how his wife was amazing. Mm-hmm. And about how she was so mature and stood by him. And he had to grow into being with her and all this stuff. He wasn't mature enough to handle her, bought her a whole bunch of expensive gifts, and then turned right back around and boop, scoop, de boop. Once again, here we are.
Why can't you be better at it? Don't get caught.
Huh. I'm going to tell y'all something interesting. There was a thread on Twitter where a girl said, "Oh, men only, give me advice on relationships." This thread was very telling. Young men, older men, one of the one things that I did see was no second chances. We know exactly what we're doing and we're aware of the consequences.
Wow.
Wow. I thought that was fascinating.
I wonder if it was, if it's vice versa. I guess, do they feel that about their mates as well? Like, because, you know, not for nothing, we can't make it so that men are the only ones that cheat. So I'm like, so does she get no chances either? There's no tolerance, zero tolerance rule?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? I guess I'm just saying that at the end of the day, now for me, I just want to be honest. Yeah. I like honesty and communication. Those are my things. So I want to know what's happening with my relationship. Mm-hmm. So there's a part of me, out of curiosity and growth, that I want to know how we got here, bruh.
Ooh, which leads me to a question for the both of y'all. Mm. What is worse, a physical cheating relationship or a non-physical cheating relationship?
What's worse?
Like you find out, basically, you find out he has been with someone, he's been spending time with someone. It hasn't been physical, but they've been spending a lot of time together that's beyond friendship. Or you find out that it's just a physical thing that he's just been, you know.
I don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse. Either way, it hurts.
Yeah. Almost lean to spending the time part, because that's deep to me.
And it's precious. It's really precious. We don't look at sex the same way, but we could, you know, that we've joined together, and, you know, you're not supposed to be, you know, sticking your dick in nobody else. Like, that's against the rules. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, but Asia said we shouldn't think our fingers were so precious. Remember that?
No, see, y'all taking what I said out of context.
Messing up the Pool 90 Chronicle.
First of all, I personally feel that, I mean, I don't think that certain things is tied to the worth of an individual. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway, but so it's evil. It's equal to y'all. I was just curious because I was like, that time.
I feel like it's all painful. I agree with you. It's all painful. You know what I'm saying? Either way, because sex is a connection, and lovemaking is a connection. And I would assume if you marry somebody that you're marrying them because the sex is more than physical, that the sex is tied into the emotional and tied into the connection that you all have. So, you know,
I also think it's a hard question for us three, because from what I know of us three, we're all three very sexual people. So I don't know. I feel like if the question was posed to a person who maybe wasn't, it'd be a little different. Like if you ain't giving it to your husband and he go get it somewhere else versus spending time.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all into what you're able to give.
Yeah.
Because let me just say this. A woman can be, quote unquote, less sexual for a lot of reasons. Could be medical reasons.
True.
Could be emotional or trauma related, which we talked about that in another podcast. And so, again, if he goes and gets it someplace else, the pain from not being able to give that type of connection would be a lot more intense than him talking on the phone with somebody because you ain't got no time because you nursing or you doing 50 million other different damn things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It all depends on the relationship.
Deep.
In Botswana, when I lived there.
No, I love when you say that. Used,
we love Botswana.
Botswana.
Say it again.
Please, one more time.
Botswana.
Yay!
They used to have these billboards up, and the billboards would say, don't live in the little house. Something like that. I was paraphrasing maybe, but it's like, don't live in the little house. And I, you know, to see it all the time, I said, well, what does that mean? When you're married in Botswana, if you're living in the little house, you're a mistress. The wife lives in the big house. If you're found out to be having an affair, people will not do business with you because if your wife can't trust you, how can anyone else?
Ooh.
You lose the rights to your children because you're not trustworthy to raise children. And I thought that that was, you know, pretty friggin' awesome.
I thought
it was that there was a societal standard that wasn't, you know, something that you to talk about in a closed room. This is, it's a billboard. You know, this is not what
don't
you
live
want.
In a little house.
Don't live in a little house. Don't live in a little house.
Wow. I wonder how many little houses there are in Botswana. But
I don't know if there are many. I haven't been there in about 11, 12 years, but that's what it was when I was there. And I thought, that's pretty incredible that there's a societal standard.
Wait a minute, hold on. But who lives in the little house? The man or
the mistress?
Oh.
The mistress. Say again, this is what don't settle in my spirit.
Here she come.
Here this we is go. What does not settle in my spirit.
Let's
Why
go.
She got to live in a little house? See, again, put his ass in a little house with her.
I think it goes both ways. I think that if you're a wife, it's probably worse if you're a wife and you found out, if you're, the community finds out you're having an affair.
Oh, yeah, that's worse for you. It's always worse for the women.
Yeah, I met a friend in Botswana and we were super cool, just a really nice guy. And he said, I can't, you know, I can't be your friend. I said, what do you mean you can't be my friend? Like, we are chilling, laughing, busting it up. He's like, no, because people, they think that we're, you know, having a relationship.
Wow.
And I was like, but we're not. Like, we're never alone. Like, we're always out in public somewhere. He's like, yes, I could lose my children. So.
Dang.
And I was like, fair enough. Good luck.
I wave want you to lose
you
your
from
kids.
A distance and you know, wish you complete goodness. Because I was like, wow, there are ramifications.
A part of me feels like, yes. But then a part of me feels like, I don't know. We're all human beings. We're not above
making mistakes
and betraying another person's trust for multiple reasons that are not about our character. And so it just brings me back to the beginning of our conversation, where it's just like, the willingness to do a thing comes from a place.
Yes.
Maybe the thing isn't great. Maybe the choice isn't a good one. But the reason you make it is coming from a place that should be addressed. We have to stop not addressing that. Even in the men who are willing to lie and manipulate for it, something in them is going on in them. Or even women who do the same. Because we're not even talking about relationships, same gender relationships, where women and men cheat on each other also. So it's not just, something in the person who is in a relationship or married that decides to go out of it, that part should be addressed.
Yeah, because I've cheated this is it's so hard to say because I thought for a while that that might be a thing for me.
Word.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
It's like we put band-aids on things just to get through. Mm-hmm. So sometimes sex is the band-aid. Mm-hmm. Because instead of me facing myself and being okay with being alone, I went the worst route I think I could, and I feel no kinds of pride about it. That is one of the things that trips me out the most as me. So often I'll do something or I'll say something. They're like, oh my God, you're so sweet. You're so, you know, like, give me a lot of praise and love for being me. And I try to remember and I try to make sure that other people remember I'm just a person. I get shit fucked up. Mm-hmm. I make mistakes. I do the wrong thing. But at this age, in this place that I am in my life, I don't want to do the wrong things. And I don't have to do the wrong things. I recognize now that if I'm about to head down a direction that's not going to bring me pride about myself, then I really, really need to address what the wound is. What's going on? Maybe I need a weekend somewhere. Maybe I need to sit under a tree. Maybe I need to hug one. Maybe I need to call my mom. Maybe I need to cry real good. Maybe I need to work out. Maybe I need to, you know, go on a vacation. Maybe I need to take a drive. Maybe, you know, I need to be quiet. Maybe I need to pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the expectations of people is not fair. It's not healthy, less than fair. It's not healthy. People make mistakes, bad choices, and hopefully they learn from them. I always feel like God does not play with me, ever. I do something left. I do something left. Oh,
it's coming back.
It doesn't even take time.
I feel
it's
the almost same like, way, the, Jill.
Like the next day or 5 minutes later. Like that's what you get. That's why you trip. That's why, you know what I mean? Like, not to say that stuff doesn't happen in life, but God does not play with me. And I'm grateful for that.
Super. You know what? I say that too, that I feel like God don't play with nobody, but what's special about you is that you're receptive to the communication about it. That part is hard. Some people don't want to pay attention to it. I think, what was it Maya Angelou said about the pebble and the brick? Is that did she say it? Where it's like people get the pebbles and they be ignoring the pebbles. And then that brick come, bam. They're like, oh man, what happened? I didn't know I was tripping, blah, blah. But what you're saying, or at least what I got from what you're saying, is that you've learned to pay attention to the pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And the pebbles allow you to shift your energies when you feel like, oh, I'm not in alignment with where I want to be right now. This is not indicative of the person that I want to be or the woman that I want to be in this moment. And that could be anything. That could be about anything. And I feel like we all really struggle with that, because I've always prayed. That's been my prayer for many years, is to be the pebble person, to always be able to be receptive to communications. But I wanted to read something to y'all. Is that okay?
And signs, for sure.
Yeah.
Please.
I follow a blogger, and he's an actor. His name is DeVal, and him and his wife, I think they've been together like 14 years or something like that. Anywhere from 12 to 14, I'm not 100% sure. But they have a very, very popular web series, okay? So he writes, the most commonly asked question by men aspiring to be in a healthy, monogamous relationship is, how do you keep the flame burning, hers and yours? Women often believe that men are only concerned about losing interest in one woman, but the truth is men are even more concerned about that woman losing interest in them. Insecurity is like a fire extinguisher to a flame. Women can sense it and will start to become unattracted. I know this because I've been there before in my relationship. Then immediately my ego needed to be fed to suppress my insecurity. And the quickest way to do that was by seeking the attention of other women. The cycle began because Kay became insecure and we wanted to be together, but no flame can survive a trapped environment. I first had to check myself and realize that my insecurities were coming from my past, not my present. The way I felt about myself had very little to do with Kay, who is his wife. But there I was projecting my flaws onto her and stifling the very spark that attracted her to me and me to her, self-sabotage. Then I found myself asking her to be the solution to a problem I caused and had yet to deal with internally. I'm going to say it one more time. Then I found myself asking her to be the solution to a problem I caused and had yet to deal with internally. That was a no-win situation for either of us. This is the end. The truth is, there is nothing a man can do to fan the flames of a woman's sexual desires if he is not confident and she does not ignite the spark within herself. She will never be able to be what he wants her to be in the bedroom if she feels imprisoned instead of empowered. So if you want to keep shit hot, make sure you are making love to her mind constantly and she feels free in your presence, because there is nothing more erotic than an empowered woman that trusts she can share her sexual fantasies with you dead ass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody
keep it clapping.
Cue the clap.
Wow, yeah, that
was super powerful.
That's funny. I sat there and I was like, damn, that's what he doing. That's what he doing.
That's what he doing. Working on his own self. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That empowerment. That's man. That's what he doing. That's what he doing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Love when we have these conversations and I feel like somebody just like pulled off the first layer of my skin and I just feel brand new air. I love that. This is what it's all about. Sparking conversation. And wherever you may be, having this conversation with people that are open-minded, people that are not afraid to disagree. It's okay if you disagree. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. We people figuring stuff out as we go.
That's how you learn, too.
Amen. I tell you this, I will never, ever be a mistress again.
Mm-mm. I'm with you.
I don't care. I don't care if I had to wrap myself up in a cocoon. I don't care if I had to come to your house, Laia.
Keep us both in the house and away from it. No, I'm joking, but you're right.
It just doesn't bless your life.
And I don't have the time for the karma anymore. I've put my time in. That shit is real.
Nope. I definitely made a point to apologize. And luckily, I guess the apology was received. I won't even say accepted. I'll just say received. You know, I really do like to live my life above board. I do.
Well, that is a blessing. And I'm going to live via you through that solution, because that's not my ending. But I'm just, that's beautiful. They are together, though, and happy, and more babies have been made. So
that's a good thing.
Girl. Good thing.
And hopefully, whatever, he won't come back and do something similar.
Hopeful. Listen, you ain't got, your job ain't to keep other women out the little house. You just stay out the
My
room.
Job is just to keep there saying, I'm about to say, is. To keep saying no.
There it yes. is. Yes. Yes.
Every time he come ask, no, 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 no.
There it is. Stay no. out the little house. Oh, stay out the little house. Stay out the little house.
Because you don't want karma to kick your ass. And it will.
Because you don't want karma to kick your ass. Yes.
Because it will.
Ain't got no extra date expiration, ladies and fellas. No expiration.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's interesting. Anytime I do something good, I'd be like, ooh, I hope that subtracts from.
No. But see, you have to listen. I'm about to go grandma on you right quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Stop. You have said, you did what you did. You said what you said. You did the things you needed to do. And you have to leave that. Don't worry about that no more.
I'm not beating myself up. Believe me. Okay, I'm just talking about my spiritual bank.
Yeah.
I feel you.
My spiritual bank.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something else. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I only do things that make me feel good. Is that fair?
Yes.
As a human, as a woman, as a mother, I really only do things that make me feel good. When I make the dinner, it makes me feel good that I'm going to feed my family and that they're going to eat well. When I sing the songs, it makes me feel good that the audience is enjoying themselves and having moments and clapping their hands and dancing and making out and having shared in tears. That makes me feel good. If I give money to a homeless man, it makes me feel good that, number one, I had it to give, and second, that I gave it. And I don't know what he's going to do with it, but that thing, I like that. I like living this way.
That's goals, Jill.
I'm trying to tell you.
For all of us, I'm just saying, like, but you have achieved.
Amen.
That is such a goal. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to say that, like, ooh, just take a moment, like, blessings.
Yeah, but it's a choice like any other choice.
It is.
The hard part is making the choice, you know?
To only do things that make you feel good.
Right.
Now, what happens if the mistress, her being with other people's husbands, if that makes her feel good, now what?
Now she got to get her ass beat. Now she got to get her ass beat. Now she's got to get her ass beat all the day long.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, whether it's by the wife's hands, by life's hands, like, it's going to happen. I really believe that you cannot win by doing harm to other people.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
I watch Jerry Springer.
You might do something gangster and get millions and millions of dollars for it. You're not going to keep it. Something's going to happen. You're not going to be healthy.
It usually leads to a life of loneliness. It usually leads to a life of loneliness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because again, you're not addressing the thing that makes you do that. So yeah, doing crack feel good too. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I hear.
You're not, right. I ain't never had no crack to speak of, but I'm just saying what I hear in the streets is crack is lovely when you using it. But the point is that, I mean, just because it feels good to you doesn't mean it's good for you. And you have to really do the soul searching to decide why that feels good to you. And what is it that you're really trying to get there? Because it's like, are you trying to get something that you don't have to commit to? Like, what are the reasons why this feels good to you? I'm interested in that. You know, I joked around about getting her ass beat, but mostly I'm just like, well, why does that feel good? And why is that the only way that you feel you can get that?
I would like somebody to ring the bell. Because that there you go again. Ding, 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 ding. Yep. Fair enough.
I love you. Everybody knows. I love the women folk. I love the black women folk.
You're here.
So my tendency is to err on the side of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that vibe. Because I just want to know what's going on with us. We don't really get an opportunity to talk about what's going on with us. And we get extra vilified for every reaction that we have. So I'd just rather know.
Okay, so we know that there is a quote-unquote shortage of black men.
It is?
That's what I hear.
Oh, you sound like a married lady. Yes.
That's what I hear.
It's, yes, and it's depending on where you live.
I apologize.
And there is a difference between males and men.
Oh, now you're...
Not... Where's the bell at?
Ding, 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 ding.
Goes back to that Chris Rock joke, is all I'm saying.
There is a difference. And that, okay, so currently the man that I am enjoying wholeheartedly, opens doors and pays for dinner and dances with me and listens and shares and works forward, which is very attractive to me.
Now, what is that? Works forward?
Works forward. Not just working to be working, but working to move forward in a constant state of forward. I love it. I'm so...
Strategery.
Yes. Yes. I like that. I like that. There's not a lot of them. He doesn't deal in lies. He doesn't like it. His parents have been married 52, 53 years.
I'm on 53.
Yeah, yeah. That's rare, so right there.
They still hug and kiss in the mouth. Ooh. With the eyes closed.
Ooh.
So he's seen it. He knows what it looks like. He knows what it feels like. I don't. I've only had moments of it with my grandparents. I had moments with it with my uncle and aunt before he passed away. But overall, I never had a, I won't say never, I didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with it to see what makes it work, to see what makes the engine go. And being able to speak to his parents on a regular basis, and a man that is proud to say that he's never had an affair, that he's completely dedicated and absolutely loves his wife. And she sits in it. That thing right there. Ooh, she's sitting in it so good. She just relaxed in it. And how he goes out of his way to make sure that she's happy. And how many times during a conversation he says that that is the most important thing in his world. Like, they, where are they? You know what I mean? Like, our men don't get an opportunity, or our women, we don't really get an opportunity to see what a beautiful union looks like. So we get in the way of things and we cause damage. Because we don't know any better. Or we know better. No, we don't know no better.
Or we use examples we see on TV.
We're doing the thing where we're putting Band-Aids over the wounds instead of dealing with what is really, really, really going on.
Yeah, I think some... And I love that that is your perspective, because that's such a great opportunity for you to kind of sit at the feet of people who you think and who have made an impression on you with their relationship, because a lot of times people don't get to do that. You're right. We all don't get that opportunity to sit at the feet of people who may be able to shed some light on this, you know, mystery of, you know, long-term relationships. And it's rough, you know, when you're basically trying to find your way in the dark. I remember a few weeks ago, and it was a little bit difficult for me to read, kind of noticing people say things. Sometimes it felt a little bit slide, like, oh, well, it don't matter if you've been married a long time. You could be miserable, or people be miserable together a long time. And even though I think that that does happen sometimes, I think that, and I don't think any relationship should solely have its value in the amount of time. It shouldn't solely have its value there. But that is an accomplishment. To live 50 years of your life with another person, no one will be able to tell you or understand the lessons that you have learned from that relationship. People need to continue to honor the value of that. You can't do a thing for 50 years and not learn anything and not grow. You cannot do that. You know, and I know that some of our grandparents kind of grew up in eras where we would go back and look at the real, if we could really be a fly on the wall. I know, at least for myself, there will be things there that I know are extremely problematic for me. Mm. Where I'm like, well, no, that I couldn't do that. Mm. Or those are circumstances to which I would not tolerate that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I do want to give a little credit to us and the generations coming after us as we begin to look at and learn from and perfect how we will connect and relate to each other, particularly as Black people and Black people coupled together. You know what I'm saying? And that we start to sift through these skill sets and do better. The young man who I read earlier, his hashtag is millennial marriage. So I think they're at least 10 years or more younger than us. Mm-hmm. And that is inspirational to me. I know you brought up Kiera, who is a, another brother that has a great dad blog. He's in his, I think, late 20s, early 30s. So we're starting to see even those folks that come in after us really take note to these really important things around relationships and the quality of relationships and do better.
Well, I absolutely think that hanging around happy, fulfilled elders is a good choice. You never know when they're going to drop that thing on you. That one thing that, like you ladies seem to do, that pulls the skin off your face.
Come you know, on, skin peel.
Skin peel. Like, you never know when something like that is going to occur. So definitely spend time with happy people.
You got to find some. As soon as yes, but yes.
Yes, because other than that, you're not really going to know what you're doing. And as a two-time divorcee, and I, like I said, I remember telling you this, Aja, I really do not have a problem with leaving anyone. I don't. Nope. You cannot hurt me. You cannot make a practice out of hurting me and think that I'll stay for that. I'm not that person. And I don't want to hurt anybody. So, you know, there that is. I don't know if that is. I have learned, my good friends. It's been a pleasure talking to all of you. And I hope we spark some conversation. Peace and love, everybody.
If you've been keeping up with the podcast, as you should be, you know that I'm Eves, a producer on the show, and I'm here to bring you the resources for the episode. First up is the Progressive Love Academy, run by Kenya Kate Stevens and Carl Stevens. The Progressive Love Academy offers classes and coaching to build better relationships. You can find out more about them and the Academy at progressiveloveacademy.com. The other resource is also one Aja mentioned in the episode, Deval Ellis at I Am Deval on Instagram. Aja read his post about keeping things interesting and healthy in a monogamous relationship. He and his wife, Kadeen, host the podcast Dead Ass and have a YouTube channel dedicated to documenting their marriage and family life. As always, I'll drop links in the episode description. Thank you for listening to Jill Scott Presents J.Ill, the podcast. This podcast is hosted by Jill Scott, Laya St. Clair, and Aja Graydon Dantzler. Its executive producers are Jill Scott, Sean G, and Brian Calhoun. It's produced by Laya St. Clair and me, Eves Jeffcoat. The editing and sound design for this episode were done by Taylor Chacon.
You got to get away from that microphone, sis.
I'm too close?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you are.
Oh. Yeah. You're flanging.
You could actually just kind of sit all the way back.
You damn, when your girls tell there you loud as shit, you just need to sit back. All right, that's where I'm at. See, y'all, we ain't that different.
She said, see how the tables turn. See how the tables turn that fast.
J.Ill is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.